With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Chicago, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump defending his plans to impose an across-the-board tariff of either 10 or 20% on every import coming into the U.S. Trump says his plan will lure foreign companies to the United States.
The higher the tariff, the more likely it is that the company will come into the United States and build a factory in the United States so it doesn't have to pay the tariff.
Mr. Trump speaking with Bloomberg News and the Economic Club of Chicago in the Windy City. The former president opening up a 3-point lead over Vice President Kamala Harris in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania. A new telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports, an American thinker, finds that if the election were held today, 50% of likely Pennsylvania voters would vote for Trump, 47% would vote for Harris. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida power companies restoring electricity to the vast majority of homes and businesses after Hurricane Milton. 3.5 million customers lost electricity after Milton made landfall in Florida last week. The number of homes and businesses waiting for power to come back on now down to 187,000. Areas that remain flooded will be the last to get power. And there's more activity reported in the tropics.
Forecasters are closely watching a low-pressure system that could be the next tropical depression or storm. The system is currently producing some disorganized showers and thunderstorms out over the central tropical Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center is giving it a 10% chance of developing over the next 2 days and a 50% chance over the next week as it approaches the Caribbean's Leeward Islands. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And the Dow continues to lose ground, down 148 points, the NASDAQ off 161. This is SRN News. Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population. This is SRN News. On Monday, an Israeli strike in the Gaza Strip killed at least 4 people. The Israeli military said the strike in Gaza targeted terrorists hiding among civilians. The strike came a day after a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in northern Israel killed 4 soldiers. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports experts say drones present unique challenges for the Israeli air defense systems.
Drones are unlike rockets. They fly on a different flight path. They can move in different directions during their flight. They tend to go lower to the ground. They are slower and smaller than rockets and missiles. Taken together, this can make them much harder to detect. In fact, sometimes they're even mistaken as birds.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the army base and the soldiers wounded in that Hezbollah attack, vowing to continue to strike Hezbollah in every part of Lebanon, including in Beirut. More details at SRNNews.com.